Hello, and thanks again for your call today to Daily Inspiration. I'd like to talk to you about little foxes today. In Song of Solomon, there's a verse in chapter 2, verse 15. It says, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines." A simple little verse that many people may read over and never really get the meaning of it. I found a little poem that starts off with this little thought of this scripture. "It ain't the trees that block the trail. It ain't the ash or pine. For if you fall or if you fail, it was some pesky vine that tripped you up and threw you down, that caught you unawares. The big things you can walk around, but watch the way for snares." The importance of little things is stressed many times in God's holy word. The act on which hung the most pertinent issues was seemingly least of all. The eating of a little fruit in the Garden of Eden, how small the seed, how tremendous the consequence. It was not the outward deed, however, but the underlying principle. It was disobedience. It was sin. It was sin that brought the fall of man, throwing this old world into chaos and also death. And the same principle lies back of every transgression today. So it's the little foxes under consideration here are not small at all in God's sight. May we never minimize what God forbids. Our entire future as Christians, and I mean fruit-bearing, real Christians, is at stake here. Bearing fruit is depending on getting answers to our prayers, and answers will be delayed until we deal with the sinful things in our life. The little foxes that spoil the vines are numerous. It says there in John 15 that we have to be connected to the vine or we will wither. And if you're not connected to the life-giving sap of God, connected to the vine, you will not bear fruit. Oh, I think a little fox that spoils the vine, people see it as a little thing, but it's pride. It's a sly one. It's got many disguises, and it's best seen. He is seen best at a distance or in our neighbor's garden. Consequently, it's not overlooked in self. This is a thrifty little fox, and if allowed to remain, he becomes the mother of all self-love, self-conceit. He eats the very core of the spirituality of our heart and life. I want you to know something today, that God hates pride. Thus, to shelter it is surely a disaster. Pride, the Bible says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The way to heaven, in the story Pilgrim's Progress, the way to the celestial city, in that little allegory, you had to go through the valley of humiliation to get there. And may we ever learn to walk in this valley of humiliation. May we learn the scripture, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. We'll look at the rest of these. We have several other ones of these little foxes we're going to look at in the coming days. We looked at pride. I want to look at exaggeration tomorrow, and then discouragement, world conformity, doubt and fear, worry, resentment and retaliation, gossiping, backbiting, tail-bearing, impatience, murmuring and complaining, contention and quarreling and arguing, touchiness, vainglory, self-pity, desire for honor and fame. These are some little foxes that'll surely spoil your vine. We'll look at the rest of these in the coming devotions. May God have mercy on us to walk in that valley of humiliation. This is Brother Jeff, and God's word is real. It's working in my life. I know it'll work in your life, because God never lied. He gives grace to every humble man. God bless your day. Leave us a message at 099 to get the voicemail if you have questions, prayer requests, or needs, or suggestions. God bless your day.